Good morning. Today's Saturday, March 16th, 2024, and this is 5 at 8 with your hosts, Linda Carlisle and Mark Overman. In this episode, we'll talk about a Russian missile strike hitting civilian infrastructure in Odessa, Ukraine, astronomers detecting complex organic molecules around young stars, Jared Kushner's real estate deals in Albania and Serbia, extreme weather anomalies in February 2024, and the G7 nations warning Iran against providing ballistic missiles to Russia for the war in Ukraine. Story number one. CNN reports that a Russian missile strike hit civilian infrastructure in the Ukrainian city of Odessa, killing at least 14 people and injuring dozens of others. The attack involved a double-tap strike, with a second missile hitting emergency service personnel who had rushed to the scene after the initial explosion. The attack comes as Russians are voting in elections expected to keep President Putin in power. Ukrainian President Zelensky narrowly avoided a missile strike last week. Zelensky called for more air defenses to protect Ukrainian cities. So this news about the Russian strike in Odessa really got me thinking. It's not just the civilian casualties that are concerning, but also the use of that double-tap tactic. It's something we've seen happen throughout the war in Ukraine, and it's designed to cause maximum damage. The first strike happens, then when responders rush to the scene, a second strike is launched. This time, it resulted in the loss of a paramedic and a rescue worker, and I find that deeply troubling.
I agree, Mark. The double-tap tactic is not only distressing, but also raises serious ethical and humanitarian concerns. This strategy leads to a higher risk to non-combatants, especially the emergency responders who are there to aid the victims. It reminds me of the Geneva Conventions, which prohibit intentionally attacking civilians and humanitarian workers.
It's like a violation of those conventions. But you know, it also brings up the question of defensive systems and mechanisms. Like the capital, Kyiv, has the US-made Patriot system for protection. But what about other cities like Odessa? They're just as vulnerable, if not more so.
The uneven distribution of defensive systems is concerning. It seems that non-capital cities are often overlooked, which makes them particularly vulnerable to such attacks. This incident brings to light the urgent need for more comprehensive defensive strategies that protect all cities, not just the capitals. It also calls for international cooperation in terms of sharing defensive technologies and resources.
It's a tough situation all around, and there are no easy solutions, that's for sure. But one thing's clear. We need to ensure that humanitarian laws are respected in these conflicts, and we need to protect our people, whether they're in the capital city or not.
And let's not forget the broader implications. This incident and the strategy of double-tap strikes sets a dangerous precedent. It changes the dynamics of warfare and threatens the lives of non-combatants. The international community must address this and ensure that states are held accountable for their actions.
Story number two. Astronomers using the James Webb Space Telescope have detected complex organic molecules around two young stars, including acetic acid, ethanol, formic acid, sulfur dioxide, methane, and formaldehyde. These molecules could be crucial for potentially habitable worlds and the formation of planets. The discovery sheds light on the origins of complex organic molecules in space and could provide insight into the early solar system. The findings have been accepted for publication in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, as reported by CNN. Hasn't the recent news about the James Webb Space Telescope just blown your mind, Linda? Finding commonplace chemical ingredients like acetic acid and ethanol around young stars, it's just fascinating. It's like space is not as alien as we thought. Who would have thought that things we find in vinegar and margaritas are just floating around in space, potentially seeding life in other worlds?
Yes, Mark. And what's more, the detection of these molecules around protostars, which are so young they haven't even formed planets yet, is truly astounding. It's like peering into the cradle of the universe, witnessing the very processes that could give rise to life. The wonderful complexity of these molecules in such a primitive stage is just breathtaking.
The discovery of sulfur dioxide, methane, and formaldehyde, in addition to the other molecules, is a game changer. Sulfur dioxide, for instance, could have played a major role on early Earth, paving the way for life to form. It's a powerful reminder of Carl Sagan's famous words, "We are made of star stuff." Our very existence might be tied to these same processes happening across the cosmos. The potential implications for habitable worlds elsewhere in the universe are staggering.
It's also interesting to consider how these molecules become part of the planets that will likely eventually form around these stars. These heavy metals and chemical elements and compounds created and released by star explosions over time become incorporated in the next generation of stars and planets. It's an intricate and beautiful cycle of creation and renewal that spans eons.
You're spot on, Linda. And the fact that these complex organic molecules might be created by the sublimation of ices in space, that's just mind-bending. I mean, we're talking about reactions taking place on the surfaces of cold dust grains in space. It's like a cosmic chemistry lab churning out the building blocks of life.
Yes, Mark. It's a testament to how much we still have to learn about the universe. Every new discovery, like this one from the James Webb Space Telescope, brings us one step closer to understanding the vast cosmos we're a part of. And it's a poignant reminder of how connected we are to the universe, how much we are a part of this grand cosmic dance.
Story number three. In a report from the New York Times, Jared Kushner, son-in-law of Donald Trump, is working on major real estate deals in Albania and Serbia. He is partnering with Richard Grenell, who served in the Trump administration. The projects include a luxury tourist destination in Albania, a luxury hotel and residential units in Belgrade, and a resort community in Albania. These deals involve negotiations with foreign governments. Should we be surprised, Linda? Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, is leveraging his political relationships to secure major real estate deals in Albania and Serbia. It's like politics and business are two sides of the same coin. What's your take on this?
Well, Mark, these relationships can certainly be advantageous in the world of international business. Kushner's past as a senior White House official likely opened doors for him that may have been otherwise closed. However, this phenomenon is not unique to Kushner or even to the United States. Throughout history, we see instances where politics and business are deeply intertwined.
Right, and the ethical implications of these overlaps can't be ignored either, can they?
The ethics of these types of business ventures are certainly up for debate. For instance, these projects in Albania and Serbia involve land that is currently controlled by the governments. So any deal would require government approval, potentially leading to conflicts of interest or even corruption.
And let's not forget the possible impacts on local communities, environment, and economy. I mean, one of the projects in Albania is planned on a 1,000-acre coastal area that's part of a resort community. With hundreds of villas and several hotels, it's bound to transform the area.
Such large-scale projects may bring economic benefits, but they can also disrupt local communities and environments. It's crucial that governments strike a balance between encouraging foreign investment and protecting their citizens' interests.
And these business engagements could cause ripples in international politics too, right?
Certainly, Mark. When a high-profile figure like Kushner engages in business ventures abroad, it can have diplomatic implications. These deals can either strengthen or strain relationships between countries, depending on how they're handled. It's a complex and delicate balance.
Story number four. In a report from CNN, the world experienced extreme weather anomalies in February 2024, with record warmth, low snow cover, and low Antarctic sea ice levels. The Northern Hemisphere had an unusually warm winter, impacting activities like skiing and snowboarding. Parts of the world faced heavy rainfall and flooding, while others experienced drought conditions. Whoa, Linda, the Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas is just another example of how the changing climate is having a devastating impact on our communities. It's scary to think that this was triggered partly by unusually warm weather and gusty winds in winter of all seasons.
The impact is not just confined to Texas or the United States. It's happening all over the world, and in some of the coldest places on Earth too, like Antarctica, where scientists are worried about record low sea ice. And it's not just about the physical damage. This climate crisis is disrupting local economies that depend on winter recreational activities. Imagine the repercussions on the communities around the Great Lakes, for instance, with ice cover reaching historic lows.
I hear you, Linda. It's like a snowball effect, isn't it? The warmer winters are not just an inconvenience for skiers and snowboarders. They greatly affect local businesses, tourism industry, even agriculture. And let's not forget those extreme water-related disasters. Ecuador and Madagascar being pounded with heavy rain and destructive flooding, while southern Africa is facing one of the driest Februaries in 40 years. Talk about extremes.
And we must not forget the role of organizations like NOAA, tracking these climate anomalies. Their work is crucial in understanding the extensive impact of these changes and informing potential mitigation measures. The map they produced, showing the significant weather events that were unexpected for this time of year, is a stark reminder of the urgent need for action.
Couldn't agree more, Linda. These changes are real. They're happening right now, and they're affecting people in every corner of the globe. From Texas to Antarctica, from Ecuador to Southern Africa, no one is immune. We have to take this seriously, and we need to act now. It's not just about saving the planet, it's about saving ourselves. Story number 5. The G7 nations warned Iran not to provide ballistic missiles to Russia for the war in Ukraine, threatening to cut off Iranian air travel to Europe if they do. The U.S. and other major powers are concerned about reports of possible Iranian missile transfers to Russia and are prepared to respond with significant measures against Iran, as reported by the New York Times. Can you believe this, Linda? The G7 threatening significant measures against Iran if it aids Russia's war effort in Ukraine. It's a messy situation, but one thing's clear. We're dealing with a serious violation of international law here.
Yes. It's a complex geopolitical chessboard, with the Ukraine conflict at the center. Iran's potential aid to Russia is a concerning development. The G7's response, although drastic, is a clear attempt to prevent a further escalation of this conflict.
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about ballistic missiles here, and the possibility of them being transferred to Russia. That would indeed add to the regional destabilization. But it's not proven yet, right? It's based on a Reuters report that the Biden administration itself couldn't confirm.
Yes, Mark, that's correct. But the G7 statement seems to be a preemptive move, based on the potential risk. The question remains, though, how effective would these measures be? Isolating Iran further through means such as ending Iran air flights to Europe might have far-reaching consequences.
Right, Linda. It's a tricky balance, isn't it? On one hand, you have to send a strong message, but on the other, you don't want to push a country further into a corner. It's not the first time global powers have intervened or threatened to intervene. Remember Iraq, Libya? It's a delicate dance, and I hope it's done right.
Agreed, Mark. The historical context and past actions of global powers definitely add another layer of complexity to this issue. And we must not forget the people. These measures, while directed at governments, often have significant impacts on everyday citizens. So it's not just about the politics, it's about the human element too.
That's it for this morning. Have a great day and see you all tomorrow.
5 at 8 is researched, written, and performed by artificial intelligence. For more information, visit botcaster.ai.